I've got some news for you, but it wasn't news for God. The birth of Jesus, which we'll be celebrating in just a few weeks' time, wasn't a surprise to him. In fact, God had been planning it really since the beginning of time. It may have been, in fact, it was, of course, a shock to Mary and to Joseph when Gabriel announced the news to them. But it wasn't a surprise to God. He'd been getting ready for that first Christmas for centuries, in much the same way that we saw our elite athletes this morning had been preparing their whole lives for the moment that the bauble and spoon race was thrust upon them. It wasn't a surprise to God. God had been planning it for the centuries of history. And yet, as the time moved forward, of course, it built to a climax. And the story that we hear and sing about over the next weeks, the getting ready of the announcement to Mary and Joseph, the travelling from Nazareth to Bethlehem, the shepherds and the wise men, all that little bit is part of the on your marks, get set. Those weeks of preparation in the build-up to Christmas Day itself. In the way that we had the on your marks and get set before we raced. But actually for God, the plans had been set in place many, many centuries ago. God was fully prepared for Christmas. But what about us? Are we ready, fully prepared for Christmas? I invited you this morning when we arrived to think about what you needed to do practically to be ready for Christmas, and I saw some kind of anxious looks of those things that hadn't yet been done, the sprouts that haven't yet been bought, the trees to get up and presents to be shopped for, all those sorts of things. We know what it is that we need to be doing to be practically ready for Christmas. But actually, what does it mean for us to be spiritually ready for Christmas? And I want to suggest two thoughts. Firstly, just to be thinking about who it is that we're welcoming into the world on Christmas Day. Is it a nod to baby Jesus tucked into the manger, squashed in amongst tinsel, presents and Christmas dinner? Or is it a celebration of the birth of God's Son, coming to live amongst us, as our prayer mentioned earlier, dressed in the soft skin of a newborn baby? Is that the heart and soul of the Christmas that we are celebrating? The birth of Jesus, the Saviour of the world, the one who makes a relationship with God possible and gives hope, there's that word again, brings hope, meaning and purpose to our lives. Now, let me stress, I love so much of the trappings around Christmas. We get quite fully into it into our house, whether it's pigs in blankets, whether it's Michael Bublé, Christmas stockings, Christmas movies, all that sort of thing. The Barkers, we love it all. Have I got any slides on any of this or not? No, looking blank. We love getting fully into the Christmas message and all those bits and pieces. But actually, who is it that we are celebrating at the heart of Christmas? The clue is in the name. Christmas is about Christ. And we need to remember that Christ is the one who is at the heart of Christmas. And so my question to you firstly is, do you know this Jesus, or do you just know about him? I think even if you ask many of our children in our infants academy, they would know, or hopefully in a few weeks' time, they would know about the story of Jesus. They would know what it's about. There we go. There's Bublé. I love that phrase. Christmas isn't Christmas without Bublé. You can disagree. They would know about him, but do we know him? Do we know this Jesus? Many of us who are gathered here this morning would say that we know Jesus as our friend and saviour. And so in terms of thinking about, are we spiritually ready? Are we spiritually prepared for Christmas? Yeah, move on to the next one. Are we spiritually prepared for Christmas? The first question is, do we know Jesus? And if you don't, I'd invite you to listen carefully to what you hear over the coming weeks. By all means, speak to people you know here who know Jesus as their own friend and saviour. Because we want you to be spiritually ready to celebrate the birth of God's Son on that Christmas morning. The Bible, interestingly, I had a look at this, the nearly infallible version. It mentions the word about being prepared 79 times. Prepare, 148 times. Ready, 92 times. These are key words. So whilst we might be anxious about being practically ready for Christmas, let's pray that we are spiritually ready for Christmas too. And I want you to hear just five of these verses that we're going to hear from our Bible reading this morning. And you can hear the theme that emerges in them. Debbie and I, in fact, our whole family, one of our favourite films is Only Connect. Oh, sorry, our films, one of our favourite TV programmes is Only Connect. And if you've watched that programme, you'll know that in the first round, they present a series of what seem random clues, but there's a connection between them. I'm not making it that hard for you this morning. I think I'm going to make it easy for you. I want you to listen to five verses from Scripture and see if you can spot what is the word or words that make them theme together. So Bible reading one from Matthew 24:44. So you also must be ready, because the Son of Man will come at an hour when you do not expect him. Who did I give number two to? Oh, I'll do number two. Sorry. Number two is Luke 12:35. Be dressed, ready for service, and keep your lamps burning.
Reading number three is 2 Timothy 4:2. It says, preach the word, be prepared in season and out of season. Correct, rebuke, and encourage with great patience and careful instruction.
This Titus 3:1. Remind the people to be subject to rulers and authorities, to be obedient, to be ready to do whatever is good.
So 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for hope that you have. Do this with gentleness and respect.
Lovely, thank you. So in our five verses that we read, we heard the word ready, be ready, the Son of Man will come, be dressed ready for service, preach the word, be prepared in season, be ready to do whatever is good, be prepared to give an answer. Ready and prepared, big themes in Scripture. And as you mentioned there, are we spiritually ready? Do we know who this Jesus is? But for those of us who do know Jesus and call him our friend and saviour, a slightly different question for it. What does it mean to be ready in season and out of season, or to be ready for service, as was mentioned in our verses, to be ready to do what is good, to be ready to prepare and to give an answer? I wonder if anyone has got guests for coming for Christmas Day. Give me a wave. If you've got, think you've got family or people coming to you on Christmas Day, yeah. Or maybe if you're going somewhere else for Christmas Day, anybody going to other people's houses, yeah. I wonder if you imagine how bizarre, how odd it would be if, when perhaps let's imagine that you've got guests coming to you. Imagine that they arrive, knock on the door, come in, and they say, lovely to be here with you. Actually, it's all right. If you don't mind, we'll just stand in the hallway. Yeah, I might not take my coat off and my hat and my gloves. I'll just stand here. And just how bizarre if you were kind of just wandering out into the hall with a kind of plate of a bit of turkey and pigs in blankets and serving people there. You would just think this is nuts. If we were guests in people's house, we're not going to be the people who would just stand in the foyer and say, well, it's fine, thank you very much for inviting me, but I really don't want to come in and intrude on the whole thing. I'll just stand here if that's all right. When we're invited on Christmas Day for the feast, we take off our coat and our gloves and our hats and we go on through and we enjoy the feast that's been prepared for us. We would feel it was rude if those we'd invited didn't come in and eat with us, wouldn't we? And that's really how God is with us, that Christmas in some ways is a feast. He says, come in and be part of my kingdom. I've prepared great things for you to do. I want us to be close friends and family, that we dine together and eat together. And yet sometimes I feel we can be those who say, yeah, actually, I'd rather just keep my coat on and stand by the front door if that's all right, God. And kind of God goes, yeah, well, you know, thank you for coming, but really I'd love it more if you'd take those things off and come and get fully involved. And so my challenge, if it is this, is that as we head into the festive season, and I know life gets pretty manic over the next few weeks, but maybe for each of us as we look into 2024, wonder what it is that we could do to get to know God better, to serve him more faithfully. There are plenty of opportunities here in the church, volunteering to get involved in our community and to serve God in our community. Maybe it's we want to spend more time, perhaps set ourselves to read the Bible more next year or spend certain things that we want to do that mean that we're not the people who are just standing in the hallway with our kind of hats and scarves on, but we're people who are saying yes to God, yes to Jesus. We're ready and we're ready to serve, ready in season and out of season to serve him in our lives as we move forward. So as I conclude, I just want to say that I hope that in this Advent season that we will be able to celebrate and focus as well as the practical things on the birth of God's Son coming to live amongst us. That's the heart of the celebration. But also the challenge of thinking about that Christmas day and that picture of, for those of us who know and love God, let's not be people who keep our hats and coats on, but let's be people who take them off and feast at the banquet that God has prepared for us. And that's a theme that we'll pick up in our closing hymn, which is I Want to Serve the Purpose of God. Michael will lead us.